happen. And it should remind us, for instance, where we have guns in our homes, that they're locked. And it should remind us that where we have people who have mental health issues, we try very hard, I know as the mayor and the police chief have, to address those through other means before it reaches this stage. But in any event, that's all of us sitting here second-guessing what happened that day. And the bigger point is that I appreciate the forthcoming information I got from the police bureau, which, frankly, from the past, I had not experienced when I asked pretty tough questions about how this could have happened and the outcome turned out as tragically as it did. So I appreciate the police bureau's response. I'm convinced that they've worked hard to correct the procedures that were not in place that day and hopefully have better outcomes in the future. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I also appreciate the statement Chief Sizer just gave and the commitment to improve communications between the hostage negotiation team and the CERT team, and to also have crisis intervention actively participating, and also the selection of a special cadre of incident commanders for future situations like this. I think those are all good moves, and it's regrettable this situation occurred, but this is an appropriate settlement. Aye.
Stan.
Aye.
Potter.
And certainly as a police commissioner, my commitment is to ensure that the police act responsibly, but I also recognize, particularly coming from a police background, that that there are situations out there that are resolved literally within sometimes a fraction of a second, and that we rely upon the judgment and the training and the experience of our police to handle those situations appropriately. In this particular instance, there are things that could have been done to improve that situation. The chief has initiated the changes. I think one of the best things was providing a professional mental health professional to assist CERT and hostage negotiation with the kind of information and training that we can deal with folks. There's, unfortunately, people out in the community that sometimes use the police to commit suicide. And that I don't know whether this is the case with Mr. Gorder or not, but certainly it has a reverberating effect, I know, within police circles. As I've said, I've known many police officers that went off on permanent disability because of the psychological damage that was done from taking that particular action. And I appreciate the chief's commitment to work to improve the police organization. It's something that we can't assume that once we make changes that the changes are sufficient. We constantly have to monitor and particularly evaluate shootings as they come up so that we can take the action that reduces that possibility of having to use deadly force in the future. So thank you, Chief, and I vote aye. We have another police issue. Please read item 1351.
Pay claim of Joshua Harris.
Morning, I'm Mark Sterker, Risk Management. This is an ordinance for compensate a citizen who was involved in a motor vehicle accident, $13,925 for injuries he sustained. As I explained in our council report, liability is adverse. The officer was traveling the wrong way on McLaughlin, northbound, the southbound lanes, was not code 3, had a large service truck blocking his view and also the view of the citizen. This is a reasonable settlement to reimburse the citizen for medical bills, compensation for pain and suffering. The officer did receive counseling from police management regarding his driving, and the police policy was reviewed. I have pictures if you want to see some motor vehicles, some damage to the cars, and any questions.
Questions from the commissioners? Thanks, Mark. Is anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter? Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read the 1030 time, sir.
Item 1326, declare the city's intent to rename a major arterial street in honor of Cesar E. Chavez and establish a process to complete the street selection by July 1, 2008.
This item's been rescheduled to 3 p.m. tomorrow.
And I was hoping it'd be read concurrently with the other two, so we'd have a hearing on all three at once instead of two separate hearings.
All three?
The Chavez resolutions.
I thought there were just two. Yours and
I thought you had two.
Oh, there is a resolution and an ordinance.
Right.
Yes.
So I was hoping we'd just read them all at the same time and not have two separate hearings.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's my understanding, okay. Commissioner. Okay. Back to the regular agenda. Item 1358.
1358, authorize intergovernmental agreement with the State of Oregon Department of Corrections to provide work crews to Portland Parks and Recreation through the Inmate Work Program.
Mr. Salzman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. This is an IGA with the State of Oregon Department of Corrections. It's an emergency ordinance because of the need to really mobilize these work crews for fall leaf pickup. This is not a new contract. We've been working with prison crews for 10 years with the Oregon Department of Corrections for the past 2 years. The crews do unskilled, heavy laboring tasks. They are efficient. We schedule 75 crews per year at a cost of $400 per crew. We get 60 to 80 man hours per crew, so that's about $5 to $7 per hour per person, and it amounts to about $30,000 per year total. The crews do prevent back injuries for our regular workforce. The crews are made up of younger workers who are better suited for prolonged bending, digging, and picking up leaves. They also prevent turf damage. Current staff cannot keep up with the workload without these crews, and if they don't, turf damage does occur when leaves are not picked up. And finally, it's not the best use of our full-paid, full-time staff. We need our highly skilled park technicians, horticulturists, and utility workers to do more technical, skilled work. Eileen Argentina of the Parks Bureau is here to answer any questions. They may have them.
Questions from the commissioners?
Well, I'm just interested if, I know Buzz Beadle is here and had some concerns, if those have been addressed, worked out.
We had a chance to talk earlier this morning. I think he still has some concerns and a suggestion that you may want to hear. But we just wanted to.
Maybe you could come forward and just let us.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. My name is Richard Beadle. I'm a business manager for Laborers Local 43, and I have several classifications of workers I represent in the parks. And my concern is, of course, I have responsibilities as a labor leader to protect my jurisdiction. And to tell you the truth, I did not know that this contract existed. How I found out about this contract was Willamette Week called me up on concerns about the expansion of the smoking policy and of restrictions. And I didn't really have a position on that because my local has not addressed it. But they did mention to the fact that what was my position of bringing prison labor into the parks. And I said, well, what's that all about? They said, we don't know. I said, no, I don't know. I haven't been talked about on this. And so then I found out when I got on the webpage it was being presented in front of council under an emergency decree. I didn't have time to really do the research that I normally would do. I would normally not weigh in on an issue with council without some facts based on real data, and I did not have the time to do that. I weighed in on fears and anxiety, and those fears and anxiety was based on the fact that I don't know what part of this work is being done that's not my work for my folks. Also, I don't know the scope of the work. I don't know who's managing this workforce. I don't know what security is being provided to the parks. I don't know what the selection process in the prison system for these kind of workers are. I understand your concerns, Dan, about making sure that our full-time employees aren't injured, but also I am concerned about who are these people that are being brought into the parks. I have concern about them as well. I mean, yeah, they're a younger workforce, but are they really volunteers? And I understand the concept of volunteerism. I understand. I know the community is concerned about their parks, and a lot of times they'll step up and volunteer to do work. But these people are incarcerated. I don't think that qualifies as volunteer work. And also, I'd like to know what kind of selection process is being used in the prisons, and how do they decide who comes to the parks and works and who doesn't? How are they being compensated? I know the parks is not compensating them. So are they being compensated for this work? Are they being forced to do this work? I don't know those questions. I mean, I don't know the answers to those questions. Also, I don't know whether the community really understands or does they support the fact that prison labor is being used in their parks and what kind of security is being provided for those that community. So these are the questions I have to have answered before I can really say one way or the other whether or not I can support this contract. So what I would like to ask you to do, and I know that there's a time sensitivity to this, is to give me time to have those discussions with Parks so I can get a better understanding of what's really going on here.
Well, that sounds fine. I don't know if Eileen was prepared to respond to any of those things now. I'd be prepared to set this over a week, but it is an emergency because we do need to get the leaves picked up. So if that feels, I mean, I think a lot of those answers are known and can be provided. And we can do it. We don't have to do it now. We can,
right.
If you're okay with that kind of a timeline.
I'd be okay. I just got to know, have these answers to these questions because I really can't, in good faith, consider myself a respectable labor leader protecting their jurisdictions until I know these answers. And so that puts me at a dilemma.
So are you amenable to setting it over 1 week?
I think 1 week would be sufficient.
For sure. If I could just ask a question, Eileen Argentina, Portland Parks and Recreation. I wasn't sure if we had a sufficient presence next week for an emergency ordinance, and will there be four commissioners?
We do.
Can get our clerk here.
Okay. And we did have a conversation earlier this morning committing to having that conversation. Just it is the time sensitivity of the work.
Okay.
I'm just wondering on a related issue. Eileen, is there a labor management system at Parks?
Yes, there is a labor management committee. And when Richard and I talked earlier today, we agreed that we would find the appropriate forum for that conversation, whether it's a labor management committee or a task team that sits down and talks about it. I committed to briefing our person who's the lead on that committee and
I wasn't actually prospectively asking if that's where this should go. I'm just curious why something like that wouldn't have come up there earlier so that they would have.
I understand. You know, this has been a practice that's been in place for several years in parks throughout the Bureau, so we did not anticipate that there would be these concerns. It's not an expansion of the existing program. Okay. It doesn't displace any.
So from your perspective, this has been ongoing?
Routine, ongoing, and elsewhere in the city as well.
Okay, so I guess I would move to, or I don't need to move it, or just.
Any objection to setting over for a week? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Please read item 1359.
Amend contract with Triplett Wellman, Inc. to provide code upgrading and partial renovation of the small gymnasium at University Park Community Center.
Commissioner Salzman.
This is simply an extension of the contract with Triplett Wellman to build the small gymnasium, new gymnasium at University Park. The money's already budgeted in our budget.
Any questions from commissioners? Was there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter? It's an emergency call to vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye.
Let's read 1360.
Authorize grants to the Housing Authority of Portland for youth outreach and work skill development services.
Second reading, call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye.
The next four items, I need a motion to suspend the rules and hear the four fifth items.
So move.
Second? Second. Okay, please read item 1360-1.
Authorize authorize a deed to transfer real property back to Multnomah County.
Is there staff here to discuss the details of the deed transfer?
This is a good thing. At the request of Multnomah County, we're transferring this property back. It's my understanding.
Yep. Does the council go ahead and wish to vote on this?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
I did not have sign-up sheets for these.
Okay. It's an emergency. Please call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Stinn.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read 1360-2.
Authorize a conservation easement with Multnomah County in favor of the city.
Mr. Adams?
This stuff normally is on consent agenda. This is a housekeeping change.
Questions? Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to these matters? Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Stinn?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 1360-3.
Authorize a limited site access agreement with Becker Land, LLC, for soil investigations for the Portsmouth Force Main Project number 6902.
This relates to the previous emergency vote. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Stinn?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 1360-4.
Authorize a permit and right of entry with the Port of Portland for soil investigations for the Portsmouth Force Main Project number 6902.
All part of the same issue. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Stinn?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye.
And Mayor, if I could send 1356 back to my office. The parties did not come to agreement, and we'll bring it back to the City Council in January.
Any objection? Okay. We're recessed until 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Thanks. What was the...